Good evening, anglers. Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 28th of September. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now, the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear, and more importantly, they will show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out some river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council, Genesis Energy. Our fresh water reporters check in, and we will, of course, finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. Now, tonight we're going to concentrate on the fish and game regions that open 1 October. We'll talk to Stella Gordon about the Taupo Tūrangi fishery next week. We'll catch up with her, don't worry about that. The fly fishing news. The moon phases. The next new moon is on the 9th of October. A new moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 0 degrees. At this time, the moon does not appear to be illuminated. What does it mean? Well, a couple of days either side of the new moon will offer the best fishing for freshwater anglers. So that's 9th of October. Start planning your trip away now. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite. Full moon, fisherman's folly. The new 2018-2019 fishing season starts on Monday, 1 October. Different regions have different rules, and it is the angler's responsibility to know those rules and to have a current licence. The easiest way to get a licence, go to the Fish and Game website, fishandgame.org.nz. They'll also send you a booklet. All the fishing regions in New Zealand are covered and all the rules. The annual Lower Waikato River Trout Competition is coming up again. We spoke about this last Friday, remember? The dates are Saturday 6 October until Saturday 13 October. And as always, this is during the school holidays, so plenty of kids and families can fish together. The fishing area is from the base of the Karapiro Dam to the Waikato Heads. That's a huge amount of water. Good luck to those anglers entering that competition. The 38th World Fly Fishing Championships have finished in Italy. 140 individual anglers fished, and they made up teams representing 28 countries. Now, the top individual anglers were David Garcia Ferreras from Spain, first, Jerkel Hiltunen from Finland was second, and in the bronze medal position, Andrea Pirioni of Italy was third. The top New Zealand angler finished in 55th place of 140 anglers. Now, in the teams competition, the top teams were gold medal, Spain, silver, Czech Republic, and third, the bronze, Italy. The New Zealand team finished in 21st place of 28. It's interesting to note that the top teams have consistently landed at least three times as many fish as us. Now, with the poor results at the recently held Commonwealth Championships and this result at the World Championships, it is indeed a very low point in competitive fly fishing in New Zealand. On Friday, the 26th of October, we will have in studio Andrew Perrin. Andrew has just recently returned from a saltwater fly trip to Exmouth, Western Australia. We will also have on air James Laverty from Fly Odyssey, Australia. And just as an aside today, I can tell you that James is currently fishing Anna Atoll in French Polynesia, and we'll be talking to him about that as well. The latest edition of Reel Life is out now. Reel Life is put out by Fish and Game New Zealand and is sent to your inbox. It is free. Reel Life covers all freshwater fishing in New Zealand. Now, the easiest way to get it, just go to the Fish and Game website, fishandgame.org.nz, and click on Reel Life, R-E-E-L Life, and subscribe. They'll send it to you every month. It's damn good. If you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, any comment about fly fishing in general, you can contact the Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show by emailing me, Colin, on col.pam@xtra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Okay, let's look at some weather with Met Service. The Auckland Marine Forecast, for those interested in saltwater fly fishing, the situation. A ridge of high pressure builds over the area today. An active front moves over the North Island on Monday and early Tuesday, followed by another ridge. The forecast for Manukau and Waitemata harbours, Hauraki Gulf and the area from Bream Head to Cape Colville. Saturday. Southwest 10 knots, easing to variable 5 knots in the evening, sea slight, fine weather. And the outlook for Sunday, variable 5 knots, northwest 15 knots, developing in the morning, cloud increasing. Pretty good out on the harbours. Okay, Met Service Waikato, Saturday. Morning cloudy periods and isolated showers, then fine, light winds. Sunday in the Waikato region, fine until mid-morning, then cloud gradually increasing, light winds. Rotorua, good evening anglers down there. Forecast for tomorrow, fine with light winds. Sunday, Rotorua, fine until afternoon, then cloud increasing, gentle northwesterlies. Taupo region, Saturday, long fine spells but isolated showers persisting, westerly breezes. Sunday in the Taupo region, fine spells until early evening, then becoming overcast and isolated showers at night, northwesterlies. If you're up and over the hill into Taumarunui, Saturday, long fine spells but isolated showers persisting, westerly breezes. Sunday in Taumarunui, fine spells, then becoming overcast and isolated showers at night, northwesterlies. For our South Island listeners, the Canterbury Plains forecast, Saturday, a fine morning with early frosts, but high cloud increasing from afternoon. Northwesterly strengthening and becoming strong or gale about the foothills, then easing at night. Sunday on the Canterbury Plains, scattered morning rain in the south and cloudy elsewhere, then gradually becoming fine from afternoon. Strong northerlies, changing lighter southerly in the morning. Now, thanks to Met Service for those reports, we do appreciate that. Now, the all-important river levels. The Puna River is 23 kilometres south of Te Awamutu, and it's currently at 8.4 metres down on last week, and it's flowing at 8.5 cubic metres per second. That's well down on last week. The Mangatutu River, the next one over, is at 1.1 metres and it's flowing at 2.2 cubic metres per second. It's in very good condition. The Ohinamuri River, measured at Karangahake between Pairua and Waihi, is at 11.9 metres and falling. It's flowing at 6.2 cubic metres per second. The river's in good condition. Tauranga Taupo River at the southern end of Lake Taupo is at 0.24 of a metre. That's also down on last week. And the mighty Waipa River, measured at Otiwa, is at 75.7 metres. It's falling. It's flowing at 5.8 cubic metres per second. It's dropping, clearing, good to fish. The Nongatahā River, measured at State Highway 5, is at 1.96 cubic metres per second. That's fast for this river. Remember, above the State Highway Bridge is closed until 1 December. The Whakapapa River is at 3.3 cubic metres per second. It's in good condition. The Whanganui River, measured at Puriaka, is at 18.8 cubic metres per second. That's down from a high of 31, dropping and clearing. And the Tongariro, measured at Turangi, is at 25.7 cubic metres per second, down from 27 a couple of days ago. As we heard in the Met Service forecast, fine but windy weather is forecast this weekend, and these rivers will continue to drop and clear. Enjoy the fishing. As always, be careful when wading. Now, thanks to Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council, and Genesis Energy for the information. Real-time monitoring on their websites. Thank you. Okay. We're going to try and get hold of Bert Robinson and talk about Rotorua fly fishing in a minute. Fly fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Bert Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident and an even longer-time Rotorua angler. He's an expert angler, don't you worry about that. And that's exactly why we want to talk to him on the Friday night before you fish the weekend. Good evening, Bert.
Hey, yep. How's it going?
I'm very good. You're well down there?
Yeah, still alive. Okay. Had a nice warm day today, a coldish start to the day, but hail in Rotorua Central. But nothing out in the suburbs on the east side, so it wasn't too bad.
Okay. And your forecast for Saturday, Sunday is pretty damn good.
Yeah, I'd like a bit of rain, though. It can stir the fish up a bit. Certainly, it's going to be an interesting one to see how things pan out for Monday morning.
Yes. Lots of anglers coming into town. You notice
some
build-up.
Yeah, I've been coming Thursday, Friday, yesterday and today, pretty much. Especially the school holidays, I think some have jumped the gun a bit and got in early. so it's going to be interesting to see. It certainly is one of the most entertaining times of the year, to be honest. Opening day of the Three Big Lakes, if you want an absolute laugh, get into the... Pick a boat ramp and go there. You see some of the most stupidest things happen you never wish to see, and you certainly wouldn't want to be a boatie trying to go in or out.
Well, that's right. I've been down to opening at the landing at Lake Tower many years ago. They had bagpipes there.
Oh, yep.
You
yep.
couldn't move for people.
No, that's right.
People had actually launched their boats the day before.
Oh, yep.
They
yep.
were moored off the landing there
yep.
because the sheer number of people around, you couldn't do it. It was chaos, but in a sort of organised way.
Yeah, it's the ones that haven't that sort of, you see them a lot in the summer around Lake Rotorua in particular. They get their boat down to the boat ramp and then they start unloading their gear while people are trying to come in and out as well, instead of loading it up before you go get near the boat ramp so everybody has a fair chance at it. They just pile in and then hold everybody up.
Yes, I know. Okay, what's the forecast? You have forecast actually for Monday is a little bit of rain, so that could turn things on nicely for the... Okay.
Yeah, it should do. I've still got plenty of spawning fish around. O'Carey Falls has still got a few. It's going to be interesting to see how the landing fishes, the jetty fishes at O'Carey Falls. So because that's been closed for 3 months, and the area above the control gates, below the control gates, directly below the control gates, has been very, very slow the last few weeks. But further down, you go across the road bridge heading towards Tauranga and then pull over almost as soon as you get over the bridge and walk down through there. There's a beautiful stretch of water there that's been quite productive. 3 to 4 pound fish coming out of there with occasional bigger one. A few fish lurking around down, right down the bottom at the end of Trout Pools Road, but they're very particular on what they're taking at the moment. So Takeaway chicken's always a good one. Soft, unscented soft plastics, soft baits are always good. Okay. And the old sinker and fly has been another one that's been particularly good down there, especially over the winter.
Okay. Any predictions on Ohau Channel? Are the shags working there?
No, no sign of any smelt or anything, but excuse me, we have had an amazing run of fish up the Nongataha. Now, these fish, these rainbows have been coming in, they've been 8, 10, 12, 11 pound. And that's basically unheard of for many, many years. And my thought is that there's a couple of holes in the wall, but there's also a fish pass being put in as part of the consent to run the control gates that EBOP were required to apply for. And Fish and Game said, well, you've done all the studies on putting in a fish pass. You know how the max amount of water you can let through without impinging on the water quality in Okawa Bay and places like that. So you've done all the donkey work. Put that in, and we'll back you on the on your consent application. So it just went ahead, and the fish pass apparently has been installed, although I haven't had that confirmed. But yeah, it's these fish coming up into Nongataha, they're certainly not Rotorua fish. They're almost certain to be Rotorua fish, which means they're coming up through the channel. Now, a proportion of those are likely to have stayed on and still moving up there and spawning in areas that they traditionally spawned in anyway. So it could be a fantastic opening day on the Ohau Channel this year. It's hard to say, but my thoughts are that it will be pretty good.
Okay.
It's certainly interesting that there's a lot of interest in the Ohau Channel at the moment, and I know that it will be fairly busy down there, and there'll be guys out there very, very, either late at night or very early in the morning getting their spot before 5 a.m. starts.
Yes, I agree. And just important to note, listeners, that above the state highway at the Nongataha is closed till 1 December, so don't get carried away and go wandering up there.
Yeah, well, it's the same with the Wairatī and the Utahina. Those three streams do not open until December 1, as you say.
Yes.
And I've had a few inquiries about people saying, oh, I'm going to head up, or people saying, oh, I'm going to head up and fish there on opening day. Well, it's actually closed till December 1.
Yes.
And that book that Fish and Game put out is a very important little booklet, a regulation booklet. Needs to be looked at because there have been some quite significant changes. The Ohau Awaho mouth is now going to be open to spin fishing.
Okay.
And down from what they used to call the parade at the across the boat inlet that goes into Marama Resort.
Yes, I know where you are, yes.
Yeah, well, that area down there is actually Ngāti Pikiao land, and that area down there will be open to spin fishing right down to the outlet, and along the wall is all going to be opened up now to spin fishing as of Monday.
Okay.
So if you see people spin fishing there, and there's a specific request by Ngāti Pikiao, the local iwi down in that area, and they have asked that be open to spin fishing in order to get their kids into fishing legally with a good chance of getting fish, and that has happened.
Okay.
So there's a number of changes around. You do need to make yourself aware of them.
Well said. It is the angler's responsibility to know the regulations and to have a current license. And as Bert says, that booklet covers all the fishing regions, and it's very, very good. You need it. Stick it in your vest or your car or something like that. Yeah, very good. Now, what have you heard? What flies are working at the moment? What are we going to use in the Ohau Channel come Monday 5 a.m.?
Oh, I think because daylight saving starts, of course, early Sunday hours of Sunday morning, and it's going to be darker in the morning, so I'd probably stick with the wet flies, which is traditional, but during the day I'd probably go on to nymphing. It's not something that was done traditionally in that river. It was considered to be basically a wet fly fishery, but a few people over the years have come in and done very, very well on the nymphs. Now, you could use your egg patterns, or you can use your caddis, or which is another one that's fishing quite well around the region at the moment. So once that light hits the water, usually the channel goes sort of dies off around about 7:30 in the morning. So 5 till 7:30 is about the hot spot, but it does fish during day, and I would definitely say that nymphing could be the way to go.
All right, there's a tip, anglers. And I've known people who've fished Ohau Channel for years. Fishing starts at 5 a.m, but they're set up at 2 o'clock. They've got the little spot, and they're having somebody to keep them warm as well. You know, a rum or a whiskey or something.
A dram of something that warms the cockles of your heart.
Now,
and a lot of them actually stay out there overnight, or used to, especially when it was the old camping ground.
That's right.
The guys would be out there from 10 o'clock at night, and they'd sit huddled in their sleeping bag and a few extra layers of clothing and the good old toddy of something or other, and they had their spot and produced quite well too.
That's right. Now, where will Bert Robinson be fishing come opening day?
Well, actually, I don't know. I'm still haven't got my license yet. I've been a bit of a tight spot in the last few months. So injured myself and had to basically retire from the job I was doing. So I'm not sure that I will have a license in time for that. But I might do. But if I did, I'd be around the jetty at the Kaituna. Or possibly up inside the mouth of the Ohau Channel.
Yes.
From the bottom end, you cross over and go up, and traditionally there was a hot spot right in there where a huge number of fish were holding, even with boats going up and down. And that to me, with the fish pass in and the holes in the wall, it could well be back to its former glory.
Okay, all right. So you might keep an eye out for Bert Robinson Monday morning.
Yeah, never know. I probably actually won't drag myself out of bed at 5 a.m. I mean, we've got 364 days after that to catch a fish or two, so I'll let the younger, more intrepid anglers get out there and have a lash at it and walk in afterwards and pick up occasional fish. Yeah, that suits me fine.
And stay away from the boat ramps. Yeah.
Well, it's going to be interesting. But, you know, with the three big lakes open, it'd certainly be worthwhile looking at some of the areas that perhaps haven't fished over the winter, haven't been fished over the winter. And Lake Rotamar, of course, is a bit further out from Rotorua itself, but there's been a big area there that's been closed 200 metres off the shore for 3 months as well, and you got the chance of tiger trout over the weed beds, and you've got the chance of decent sized rainbows, perhaps even still spawning depending on the water, weather conditions and the water temperature, which is slowly rising, but nothing spectacular yet. We had a couple of good southerlies come through, which held things up a bit.
Okay.
But you know, there's certainly worthwhile having a look. There'll be a few anglers out in that area, I suspect, because it's a very popular area to fish October, early November.
Okay. I believe also this year, again, Fish and Game have released some tag trout. I think there's one tag trout worth $10,000, I believe.
Yeah, there is. There's an outboard motor involved in there somewhere too, another $900. I think the total prize pool is about
$18,000. Fantastic.
All being donated by various businesses around Rotorua, and they call it the golden trout. But you do have to be registered before October 1, so you probably missed your chance at the moment. I don't know that you can do it online, but it might be worth a look. It's certainly be interesting to see how that goes. It's the second year of it, and with relatively popular last year. I imagine even more popular this year.
Yeah, hopefully. Good luck to them. Yeah, well done. Thank you, Bert. Now, your contact details regarding the Rotorua fishery, please.
All right, I'm on 027-289-6079.
Well, there's the offer, anglers. Bert Robinson, Rotorua Fly Fishing, 027-289-6079. Bert, we do appreciate it. Hope you get out there opening day. Enjoy the fishing. Catch you next week.
Not a problem. I'll be here somewhere.
Thank you, Bert.
Okay, see ya.
Mr. Bert Robinson, appreciate that. Thank you, Bert. Okay, quick break, then more fishing stuff. Sender Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Martin Langlands, based in South Auckland, Dalfield actually. And Martin has many years' experience as a fisherman, a fly tyer, a casting instructor, a fishing guide, a photographer, a blogger, and a very experienced Facebooker. Now, Martin's aim when he's fishing with a client is to be innovative, informative, friendly, and professional. That's exactly why we want to talk to him. Good evening.
Hello, how are you going?
Very good, Martin, thank you. All well down there?
Very nice down here.
Very
beautiful
good.
Day today.
Yes, and your forecast for tomorrow and Sunday is not too bad either.
Yeah, not too bad. But of course the big one's Monday, which is October the 1st, and
yes.
I think that's going to be a cooler, sort of grey, southerly day.
But that's not a problem, is it?
It's good.
Yeah, I reckon.
No, really good. No, look, we get a lot of light nor-west winds down here, which blow often down the valleys. Nice, lovely wind, really good. Makes a lot of things viable. Makes the west coast excellent, and a lot of high country in Canterbury really good. So, yeah, looking really good.
It is. We've just been talking to Bert Robinson in Rotorua, and with school holidays and all that, the place is starting to fill up. So everyone's getting ready. Have you noticed an increase in activity down your way, Martin?
Yeah, I have. Look, I mean, I think a lot of people are really getting quite keen, and it's a lot of excitation.
Okay. We just mentioned in Rotorua as well that it is the angler's responsibility to know the regulations and to have a current licence. Now, as we found in Rotorua, a lot opens on Monday. Some streams don't open till 1 December. Now, you've got some areas that don't open till early November.
Yeah.
So you need to read that book about the rules.
Oh, you sure do. And look, it's quite complex down here. You know, a lot of the waters, for sure, you know, the lion's share, probably 80% of the waters open on Monday, October the 1st. But, you know, then in Canterbury, for example, a lot of the high country lakes and some of the rivers don't open until November, the first weekend in November.
Yes.
And to further complicate that, some of the other rivers don't open until the 1st of December.
Yes.
So, yeah, check your regulations. And, if you're unsure, ask somebody. That's probably the best way to go.
Yes. And have a current license, please.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Are you going to be out on the 1st of October yourself?
Look, I may well be. Look, if I am, I'll be guiding, so I won't be fishing for myself. But, I have some people from the North Island, of all things, that I might take out on Monday. A lot of it's weather-dependent, and, so I'll be guiding, working.
Okay, very good. Now, You were out recently, according to your Facebook page.
I was out today.
Was it today, was it?
I fished today.
With your brother?
Yep.
And can you tell us where you went and what fly you used?
Yeah, look, I certainly can. I went to the Waimakariri River today.
Yes.
And that's a river that's open all year round, Colin.
Yeah.
And, I'm sure listeners have probably heard me refer to it before. It's a river quite near to where I live. Beautiful flow. We've had not a lot of snow, not a lot of rain. So, pretty well this October coming, this opening, well, most of the rivers are in perfect condition. The Waimakariri was one river that was, it's in perfect condition. And, we were mainly nymphing today.
Yes.
It was really quite interesting. Yeah, we got a few on nymphs. What could I say? I had a really interesting encounter. I had one fish that I fished to that I actually saw, and I had a wee speedhead pheasant tail, which a lot of people commonly use. And this fish, I presented to it two or three times, and it rejected. So then I actually added on a little bit of, like, 12 inches of tippet to the pheasant tail.
Yes.
And then put a little soft tackle nymph, and then bang, got it straight away. So don't be, just think about using, if you're using those standard patterns like heron coppers and pheasant tails and the like, don't be shy of putting a small dropper on. It can make the difference.
Okay. Now, did you put the soft hackle below your weighted fly?
Yeah, I do.
Did you tie it to the shank of the hook, the bend of the hook?
Yeah, indicator, tungsten bead, pheasant tail, which I put on. It's really fascinating, this fish. It hadn't seen a lot of fishermen, I don't think. It was in quite an isolated part of the river.
Mm-hmm.
Bang, bang, bang. Looked at it, no. And I put a dropper on, bang, got it.
Okay.
So, yes, indicator, tungsten bead nymph, and then a dropper of about 12 inch, and then vary that. We find down here in the South Island, for dropper patterns, soft tackles can work really well. Caddis patterns, various caddis patterns, horn case caddis, sand case caddis, green caddis, cream caddis,
okay,
work really well as a dropper.
Okay. Now, temperature, water temperature, still are they starting to warm, or is it a bit early yet?
No, pretty warm. I mean, today we wet weighted. It was, when we started the day, I think it was about 2 degrees. There was frost on the car. but as the day went on, we wet weighted today. Water temperature's pretty warm. I think it's, for the most part, I'd have to say South Island, a pretty advanced season. It's more like November.
Goodness me.
I
don't think I'd be wet waiting this time of the year. You're much tougher than me down there, Martin.
Oh, well, today was my first day. Every other day I've worn waders, but I thought, well, today I knew we had to walk quite a way. And
okay.
You know how it is. It's always a compromise, isn't it?
Yes.
When you have to walk quite a way, I thought, oh, I don't know if I can handle walking over those paddocks for a couple of k's to get to the section of the river we went to. So I wet weighted today. Yeah, a little bit chilly, but once you get moving.
Yep.
So, look, we're quite advanced down here. It's definitely a warmer, lower flow sort of spring, for sure.
Okay. How'd your brother go?
Yeah, he went all right. He didn't go quite as well as me. He hooked up with a couple and landed one.
Okay. Yeah,
I only got two, but, that's all I needed. I was really stoked.
Yeah.
So, today was, it was no pushover, but certainly a few mayflies hatching too, Colin.
Good. Sort of a busman's holiday, you might say, today.
Busman's holiday, indeed.
That's the one. Good on you, Martin. Thank you. Now, enjoy opening day.
Sure.
And thank you for the catch-up. Much appreciated.
No, I love talking.
Your contact details, please.
Sure, Martin. You can contact me on, you can have a look at my website, which is www.troutlands.com, or Martin Langlands, L-A-N-G-L-A-N-D-S, and to Google, and I'm sure you'll find me.
All right, thank you for that, Martin.
All the very best up there, too. And you, are you going out?
No, can't on Monday, but we'll see after that.
Yeah, plenty of time.
That's the one. Thank you, Martin.
Right. Thank you very much.
See ya. Bye.
Nice talking, Colin. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Mr. Martin Langlands, you can have a look at his website, troutlands.com, or Martin Langlands on Facebook. Very good photography and flies and all that sort of stuff. That's what he does. Thank you. Okay, quick break, and then more fishing stuff. We'll be right back. Listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.7. Craig Caldwell lives on the banks of the Puniu River, southern Waikato, 23 kilometres south of the thriving metropolis of Te Awamutu. Craig has covered the Waikato region for Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show for just over 10 years now. So, time to talk to him again because Monday, 1 October, is opening season. Good evening, Craig.
Good evening, Colin. How are you tonight?
I'm good. You're well?
Yeah, we're well down here, you know, normally.
Okay, let's...
yeah, most of the time.
Okay, yes. Let's talk about river conditions. Puniu and Mangatutu, I see both of them have got good levels, good flows. Are they in good nick?
Yeah, they're in pretty good nick. We got a bit of a rainstorm earlier in the week, which just brought the Puniu up a little bit and coloured it up, but... it's dropping at a pretty good level now, and I had a good look at it on the way home, and it is certainly fishable. And Mangatutu is looking brilliant for Monday.
Yes, the readings are very good out of Mangatutu.
Yeah, I think the Mangatutu would be... Well, I mean, nobody's fished the Puniu anyway. We've had a pretty good winter. About a month ago, we did have a spike, but we haven't had any... Neither the Mangatutu or the... the Puniu have had any major floods like we've had in previous years.
Okay.
So I would think that things are looking pretty good for opening day. you just need to remember, you know, it is still early spring and you know, it's likely to be a nice day and then start bloody raining or be nice and still and then that wind will come up. And it's still pretty cool outside. I think it's about 6 degrees or something, so...
Oh, gosh, okay. Yeah. Well, your forecast for tomorrow is not bad. 16 degrees, cloudy, isolated showers, Sunday fine until mid-morning, then cloud. So pretty. Then Monday's a little bit rain developing, but not too bad.
Monday's just a little bit of rain, I think, Monday. Yes. But I think it's going to blow over fairly quickly, and it should be fine after that. But the river's in good condition, so that little bit of rain is not going to affect it too much at all.
Correct. We've just been talking to Bert in Rotorua and Martin Landers in the South Island, and they both want cloudy days with a little bit of rain. So the fish have got coverage, and they will be moving. So it's looking pretty good, really.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it will be pretty good. And, of course, remember that, you know, a great deal of the Puniu now has been, especially from our place upstream, has been cleared.
Yes.
So, you know, the trout aren't going to have a lot of cover. So that just cloudy weather might help things quite a bit. Now, when I was going to work this morning at some ungodly hour, one of my neighbours walks up and down the road at this hour of the morning, and she was saying that they certainly don't mind people, you know, walking around the riverbanks and fishing or everything. But you know, if you see them, acknowledge that you're there. Don't park in driveways. Acknowledge that they're there. Or, you know, go up to the house, knock on the door and say, you know, do I mind if I go and have a fish? Because I don't know anybody that's going to say no.
Yes.
But they just like to know who's on their properties.
And that's fair enough too, isn't it?
And that's fair enough. I mean, these farms are worth an awful lot of money now, so...
That's right.
Well, they've always been a worse, so, you know, they're probably five times the price of a Auckland house, which...
That's right. Yeah.
Puts them at a pretty good price.
You're quite right, Craig.
10 times the price.
Yeah, 10 or 20
so,
times.
So, you know, just keep those, you know, those fishing areas open by at least even just acknowledging if they drive past on a tractor or something.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, our neighbour here, and the thing that, you know, really peeves him off more than anything is that somebody will be down there fishing, you know, he'll come down his driveway and somebody will be fishing and they haven't come and asked. Now, that doesn't peeve him off absolutely completely, but he'll drive past them and they don't even give a wave or acknowledge that he's there.
Yes.
And so, you know, we've got to keep these fishing areas open. You know, the dairy farmers and the farmers are getting a lot of flack and some of them are doing a very, very good job for the environment. So, most of them are doing a very good job, I should say. There's only a few that are...
Yes.
you know, should we find a dam site more and put out of business?
Yeah. Now, good point, Craig. Check with the landowners, ask permission. Don't park blocking driveways and access routes and milk tankers.
Access ways and things like that. Yep. And otherwise, one day he's going to bring his big tractor along with the forks on the front of it and pick your vehicle up and shift it.
Well, that's the one. And leave gates as you find them.
Leave gates as you find them. There's nothing worse than, you know, the bloody ewes getting rams getting in with the ewes or whatever.
Yeah.
Sheep farmers have problems with them.
Yeah. And don't
now, I can tell you these tractors are pretty big because if you saw on Facebook earlier in the week, I had had a company ute ass up in a very big crane on Furby Hunger Road.
Yes.
And the guy that actually pulled out in front of me and basically caused the whole issue just went and borrowed the farmer's tractor, this very big tractor, came out, put a chain on it, put the chain around the tow bar of the back of the ute, and lifted it out. Like we'd have been there for hours waiting for a recovery vehicle or something.
Yes.
But, you know, they just go in there and they come out with a tractor that's as big as Texas.
Yeah, very heavy-duty stuff there.
Yeah, lifted it straight up and it was back on four wheels and quite munted, but we drove down the road perfectly all right.
Okay, be careful driving on rural roads.
Yeah, be very careful. And if somebody drives, you know, slows down in front of you, sometimes it might pay just to make sure where they're going to go before you overtake them. Because if you're overtaking them and they turn right into a driveway, well, it's very unforgiving when you slide down the road, I can assure you of that.
You were lucky, you and Wendy were lucky to get out of that, Craig, just quietly.
Oh, we were very lucky, yep.
Now, you've got some Aucklanders going down on Monday morning, early Monday morning to fish.
I understand, so I'm going to put a couple of roadblocks up and charge the hell out of them for coming down the road.
That's the one. That's it. I'll give you the...
But no, they should have a very good time, you know, but just it's still not particularly warm. And they should have a very good time.
All right. Thank you for that catch-up, Craig. Now, how do people get hold of you? Got a website?
Yeah, we're on troutheaven.co.nz.
Troutheaven.co.nz. All your contact details.
Yeah, all the details there. Phone numbers and everything.
Okay.
I think a couple of guys are going to come down maybe tomorrow afternoon and have a fish. So.
Okay, that's good.
They might, on the Pernu, they might stir things up a little bit, which is good.
Yeah, it is good. Thank you, Craig. Mm. Enjoy your weekend.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Mr. Craig Caudle. Have a look at his website, troutheaven.co.nz. Now, we just came out towards the end of the show, and we've got time for the fly fishing tip of the week. The fly fishing tip of the week. Remember that the first cast to a given spot affords the best opportunity for a strike. Here we go. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, Hooked on Fly Fishing will be back on air next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing and tight lines.